Reading 2, Young Inventors, page 158.
1. Meet Peter Ashe from Somerset, England. This 16-year-old got a brilliant idea for an invention from a hamster named Elvis. His sister's energetic hamster spent 4 to 5 hours every night running on the wheel in his cage. Peter watched the little hamster and thought to himself, "How could I use the pet's energy?" Then he realized that he had the perfect idea. Peter knew that a wheel can produce electricity. He decided to use the hamster's wheel to charge the battery in his cell phone. It worked! For every 2 minutes that Elvis ran, Peter could talk for 30 minutes on his cell phone. Peter says he has lots of good ideas, but he's keeping them a secret. "I don't want to tell people about them in case they don't work, or even worse, they might steal them," Peter said. Peter's family and friends were amazed with his invention. They can't wait to see what he'll do next.
2. Meet Marissa Danieri of Ohio, USA. Marissa was 12 years old when she saw a sign outside the library. "Welcome to City Library. Lock your bike. You can borrow a bike lock from the library." Marissa saw a problem with this. Everybody had to go inside the library to get a lock. This meant that their bikes were outside, unlocked. Marissa went home and thought about the problem. She decided to invent a way to park and lock a bike at the same time. Marissa calls her new invention Park and Lock. The lock opens and closes with an ID card or a library card. Marissa's invention was so successful that she won a prize at the Ohio Invention Convention. This allowed her to go to a special design camp.
3. Meet Andrew Sutherland from California. 15-year-old Andrew wasn't happy when his French teacher told the class to memorize the names of 111 animals in French. That night, Andrew studied for hours. Then his father tested him, but Andrew still couldn't remember all the words. "There must be a better way to study," he thought. The next day, Andrew began designing a new computer program. This wasn't difficult, because he started working with computers and building websites when he was 10 years old. The new program helps students memorize new words with the help of millions of flashcards. Before the next French test, Andrew used his invention and he got an A. Then he asked some of his friends to try out the new program, and they also got A's. Andrew was very excited. "I knew I had something really good," he said. After 420 days of hard work, Andrew's new computer program, Quizlet, was ready. Today, students all around the world can buy it on the internet.